This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret, without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
I don't hear a lot of people talking about it, but there's a dangerous operation at Fukushima's reactor number 4. It could ignite, setting off a atomic chain reaction. This is big news. Of course, the lamestream media has not mentioned a peep about it. Bob Tuscan filling in again for John Stadmiller today, threatening to trigger a new and possibly more devastating nuclear disaster than the original or ongoing one at the Fukushima plant, of course, in Japan. A risky plan to remove the fuel rods from a damaged reactor building could unleash a, quote, unprecedented level of radiation, according to experts, if things go wrong. According to reports by Reuters, the radioactive material within the fuel rods slated for removal are the equivalent to 14,000 times the amount released in the atomic bombing of Hiroshima, and the plan to move them to a different area has never been attempted before on this scale. The 400 tons of highly irradiated spent fuel and other nuclear materials will be taken from the crippled building and moved to a, quote, safer location, but the manner of the operation should be put in serious doubt, says experts. This could be the end of life on the planet Earth as we know it. I'm not trying to be a fearmonger here, ladies and gentlemen. The experts are saying this. This is Reuters. This is a lamestream media source. Do you believe it? My producer just called me a fearmonger. I'm not trying to be. I'm reading the story here. Okay, these are the reports from Japan. 14,000 times the amount released in the atomic bomb of Hiroshima could possibly be released into our environment and set off an atomic chain reaction. Oh, no, no, no. Let's not talk about this. Is there a new Trayvon Martin story or something we can come up with here? Is there something, let's talk about Dancing with the Stars. You like Dancing with the Stars? I watch it every single moment of the day. Who cares about Fukushima and the ongoing nightmare that consists of? No, let's distract ourselves. Top headlines from Google paint a different picture. Yes, they're talking about Egypt. They're talking about the mass casualties in Egypt. The geopolitical situation there is of interest to many. But you're not hearing much about this Fukushima nightmare. It kind of went away for a while. We didn't even hear about it in the alternative media, whatever that is or isn't. And then, just a couple weeks ago, we've heard that thousands of tons of radioactive water are being dumped into the ocean on a daily basis. Keep on eating your seafood from the Pacific, folks. A little radiation's good for your third head, I guess. Anyways, we'll talk more about that on tonight's show. I also want to talk about Snowden. Yeah, that's right, I said Snowden. Now, when I first heard about the leak that Snowden sponsored, I said to myself, you know, this is nothing new. We know the NSA has been spying on us. We know that they listen in on unsuspected terrorists. We know that they've demonized certain individuals for no apparent reason. We know that Big Brother is watching. We know all of this. It's nothing new. If you've been listening to this show and others, you were already ahead of what the now the lamestream media says is a big story. It was a big story when I realized the extent of it years ago. It's 2013, and now people are starting to understand it's really 1984. So I didn't really pay too much attention, to be honest, to the Snowden thing. But there was a story that came out just today talking about how Snowden says the NSA has targeted journalists critical of the government. Who would that be? Who would be a journalist critical of our government? Well, I'll let you fill in the blanks and I'll tell you more about that story in a little bit. I also want to talk about the internet kill switch and the assault on free speech via the internet. There's a new 451 error message that would tell users when the governments are blocking websites. No, don't go to that website. Big Brother government says no. You can't go there. You can't go to Republic Broadcasting. Don't go to BobTuska.com. No, that's considered to be a site of potential hazard. We're doing this for your best interest. I'll tell you more about what they have planned, and I'll tell you about how our Secretary of State, John Kerry, the skull and bones scumbag himself, says, quote, this little thing called the internet makes it much harder to govern. Oh, no. It's much easier when the people don't have access to information that we consider to be enlightening. No, we'd much rather have them strictly on the tube, strictly on the Tavistock Institute device, programming their minds to look at what we want them to look at. Don't look over here, folks. Look over here. We got Trayvon Martin for you. Trayvon Martin has become my poster child of media distractions, by the way. I don't know why. Now when I think of media distractions, I think, for a little bit anyways, I'll be thinking of Trayvon Martin. For a while, it was, who was that? Natalie Holloway. You remember the Natalie Holloway thing? Oh, and can't forget Michael Jackson and Anna Nicole Smith. The lamestream media literally spent months and months on the lamestream coverage of Michael Jackson's death. That's what became the most saturated story on the news. Michael Jackson death, and Anna Nicole Smith as well, for a former porn star, Playboy model who married some elderly gentleman. And I'm scared I know that much about her, but she really took the attention of the lamestream. These are the stories that they want you to look at, all the while tyranny continues to clamp down. And speaking of tyranny clamping down, armed TSA teams now roam in public. They conduct suspicionless searches on demand. Federal agents make their presence known at train stations and elsewhere. We touched on this briefly yesterday. America's illusion of freedom are becoming more and more transparent with the federal government's now standard practice of deploying armed agents to actively roam public venues and conducting, quote, suspicionless searches. Say that five times fast. Suspicionless searches. Suspicionless. I can't even say it twice fast. The TSA sends out its visible intermodal prevention team, the VIPs. Actually, there's a third word there, a fourth word there, the response. So it's visible intermodal prevention and response. The Viper team, not VIP, the Viper team is sent out to set up unannounced checkpoints used to dominate, intimidate, and control American travelers. Are you going to stand for this? I sure as hell aren't. We'll be right back.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
When stuff first came out, I said, this is old news. You and I knew about the government spying on our every move, and quite frankly, we had been ringing the alarm about it for quite some time. It's complete BS that people think, oh my God, Snowden's now coming out with all this information that we had no idea about. Well, I got news for you. We knew about this stuff. We knew that there was a backdoor on our phone lines. We knew that there was a backdoor on our internet use. And most specifically for me, it's our Skype use. Microsoft bought Skype and the rest was history. But Snowden has come out recently with some interesting information here. He has levied a variety of accusations against the NSA. The latest allegations asserts that the NSA has specifically targeted journalists who wrote critically about the federal government following the September 11th attacks. Post 9/11, folks, you can't write anything critical of the government, specifically in regards to the massive cover-up of 9/11. I have been involved with the 9/11 truth community for many, many years now. Every anniversary, I say to myself, my goodness, has it really been 10 years, 11 years? Now we're going on the 12th year in less than a month. And immediately after following much of the information that had been provided to us by alternative thinkers, whether it's the Architects and Engineers Group, whether it's the peer-reviewed data that was released by Stephen E. Jones. I originally thought to myself, wow, there's no way that this cannot be out there without some sort of oversight from the same powers that shouldn't be that created the false flag attacks themselves. Well, it turns out Snowden's backing this up. According to Snowden, this facet of the NSA spying is what helped him decide which journalists to whom he should reach out and report on the NSA's unconstitutional activities to. Of course, he went to the Guardian's Greenwald, and he talked with Greenwald about it. Snowden, a former NSA contractor, of course, blew the whistle, blah, blah, blah. The Obama administration has targeted Snowden as a traitor, charging him with theft of government property and violating the Espionage Act of 1917. Sounds very similar to what they did to Bradley Manning. Others have celebrated Snowden as a hero. I, frankly, could care less about the individual. You know, there's an adage that says that real people talk about ideas, or good thinkers, I should say, talk about ideas. Not so good thinkers talk about the people. That's not exactly how the adage goes, but you get the point. Well, you'll notice that the lamestream media has obsessed over Snowden. It's become a Snowden soap opera. The Snowden Chronicles. These are the Snowdens of our lives. And they've completely diluted this picture to get away from the information. Well, his information shows that not only have they been spying on law-abiding citizens with a blanket espionage act on all people's phone lines, but they also have been going after people who are critical of the government, dissidents, like myself. And I'm proud of it, ladies and gentlemen. I am a proud dissident. Here I am, Bob Tuscan. Website's bobtuscan.com in case you haven't been tracking it. I'm sure you have been. Or maybe I shouldn't be so egotistical. Maybe I'm just such a small fly here. Small fish. Small fly. No, small fish. Anyways, the Obama administration has simply followed suit to what the Bush administration has done. And so let's not break this down into a left-right paradigm issue. While a great deal of attention is given to Snowden's accusations against the federal government, little has been reported on just why Snowden chose to bring his story to documentary filmmaker Laura Poitras, or Poitras, and Glenn Greenwald of The Guardian. But in an interview with the New York Times magazine, Snowden provides some insight into his decision. He says this, quote, "After 9/11, many of the most important news outlets in America abdicated their role as a check to power. the journalistic responsibility to challenge the excess of government for fear of being seen as unpatriotic and punished in the market during a period of heightened nationalism. He said, quote, from a business perspective, this was the obvious strategy. But what benefited the institutions ended up costing the public dearly. The major outlets are still only beginning to recover from this cold period. Laura and Glenn are among the few who reported fearlessly on controversial topics. I'd take that a step further. I don't remember Greenwald coming out about Building 7. I think Greenwald is a fairly staunch libertarian and anti-big government advocate, from what I know of him. And I could be wrong. I don't know very much about the guy. But I didn't hear him coming out to the extent that many people in the community of activists that I associate myself with, that the listeners know well. These are the people who said, hey, this isn't only about Fahrenheit 9/11, folks. This isn't a Michael Moore left-right paradigm scratching the surface bombshell. No, there is more to this, ladies and gentlemen. There's much more to this. Snowden contends that in doing so, these people became targeted by the very programs involved in the recent disclosure. According to Snowden, the agency tracked her emails and placed Portress, that is, on countless travel watch lists, causing her to have to repeatedly undergo airport interrogations. Well, there is more to this story than what we're being told. Because, as I just said, yes, we know journalists were critically looked at by the NSA for targeting the government and covering the government in an open, honest way. But the real journalists that were a threat to the beast are not mentioned in Snowden's accusations here. Is this the case? Is this the case of gatekeeping? Is this the case of, hey, look at these poor liberal activists who said that Bush was spying on everybody and the Patriot Act was evil, but don't look at the real information provided by many activists out there like myself about 9/11. John Stadmiller for the past 10 years has been ringing the alarm on this. But no, let's not mention John Stadmiller, and I can guarantee the NSA has been looking at his information. If not, he's doing something wrong, which I don't think so. So the bottom line is, although I think this is very interesting and very relevant to look at, and I think this is showing people that the government will go to USSR-like tactics to come after people telling the truth, I don't think they're highlighting the real truthsayers to the extent that they probably should. So there you go, folks. That's my take on this Snowden thing. Let's open up the phone lines. I'll come back from this break and take some calls on anything you like. I still want to tell you about the new 451 error message and John Kerry's dispute over the internet, making it much too hard to govern. 800-313-9443.
AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, let's go ahead and take some phone calls at 800-313-9443. Get out your crayon, write down that number. It's 800-313-9443. I'll tell you about John Kerry saying that this little thing called the internet makes it much too hard to govern the useless eaters. And, of course, the skull and bones scumbag John Kerry would say so. Also, I want to get into a story here from the rogue state of Israel saying that, well, I'll tease it right now. I'll just say that Israel is not going to do to their people what we do to our people here. What that is, you'll find out in just a second. But I want to get to some phone calls here, and we're taking your calls again at 800-313-9443. Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred.
Hey, Bob. Speaking of that last statement, in the Andrew Carey, the Hitchcock, Synagogue of Satan, he cites a author who's a former Mossad, Victor Ostrovsky. Ostrovsky is interviewing one of his colleagues in the Mossad. This is, I guess, back in the 60s or 70s, regarding a medical experiment with, I guess, black people in Africa, and what was revealed by Ostrovsky's colleague is that, well, this will save Israel a huge sum of money in R&D And, of course, he said, we cannot test these drugs and vaccines on our own people. All right, that's the first thing.
Well,
and then,
well actually, let me jump in here, because they did do testing on their own people. It wasn't quite their own people, however. It was the Sephardic Jews that were tested
on.
And, of course, the Ashkenazi Jews that come from Eastern Europe that have mostly made up the Israeli infiltrators are not at all concerned with the religion of Judaism. They're concerned with their ethnic supremacy that goes beyond the true Jews, perhaps, which are the Sephardics. And they've done testing. Even InfoWars did a piece on that in their one of their films. So the bottom line is, you know, this has nothing to do with religion. This has to do with a specific group that is not even Jewish, perhaps. You know, we can look at that lineage and look at the Khazars. They're sure as hell not Semitic. If we want to take a look at the term anti-Semitic, what does anti-Semitic mean? Well, it refers to the Semitic languages, as you know, Fred. And the Semitic languages are spoken not by the Ashkenazi, not by my ancestors who happen to be from Eastern Europe and speak Yiddish. No, it comes from the area that is the geographic location of modern-day Israel, Palestine, and it is a Semitic language, Arabic and those sorts of things. It's not Eastern European languages. So the term anti-Semitic, bottom line, and I might have dodged that up a little bit, but the bottom line is, you know, when you're biased, or when you're critical, rather, of the Ashkenazis and their Zionist agenda, some of them and their Zionist agenda, let's not stereotype here, but the specific group that is spearheading Zionism, if you're critical of them, you're not anti-Semitic, because they don't speak the Semitic languages, bottom line.
And that's what Hitchcock said. Yeah, I thank you for that stellar clarification. And what I wanted to say also regarding 9/11 is when I heard the interviews that Stan Monteith originally did, no, it wasn't him, I forgot who it was now. Oh, it was Coast to Coast with Judy Wood, because she said there's no way that even nanothermite is going to dustify human DNA. As it were. And she said, however many yards, whatever the radius from ground zero, there was several inches of dust, and included in that dust, which she said, I think, constituted over 90% of the infrastructure matter that was just essentially, as I say, vaporized, she says, dustified. So that explains how 1,100 Americans just basically vaporized, dustified. Even Jesse Ventura, after he read her book, he says, man, this is it. This is the ultimate explanation for all of that. And that might even explain the strange occurrence of that hurricane that worked its way up the East Coast and parked itself off.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I think that's interesting. And I haven't made up my mind completely on this. I'm not exactly real affluent when it comes to science and that kind of thing, to be honest. But from my layman's understanding of what happened, there was a hurricane. Do you remember this? Most people don't remember this, Fred. There was a hurricane called Hurricane Aaron. And, of course, we remember last year or whenever a hurricane, was it Sandy, that went and hit New York in that area?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Sandy, right? Yeah. So Hurricane Sandy was coming after New York last year, and there was a big to-do about it. They were calling it the Superstorm. They were freaking people out. They were saying this could be the biggest thing ever, right? So think about that media spectacle that surrounded Sandy. Think about that for a second. Keep that in mind here. Because when I tell you about a storm called Hurricane Aaron, you're going to say, well, what exactly happened here? So right before September 11th, September 10th, there was a hurricane. You don't remember this, do you? Well, that hurricane, Hurricane Aaron, was projected to hit directly at Manhattan, directly at New York City. And this was September 10th, folks. September 10th, 2001. Now, Hurricane Aaron never did end up hitting New York on September 10th, 2001. It never did hit on September 11th, 2001. Instead, it made a strange U-turn of sorts, going in a different direction. Now, we know that there are weather modification technologies in use. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a reality. The government themselves have said that these are actual devices that are being used for all sorts of different purposes. So you don't have to get into some crazy conspiracy theory here to think that there is the manipulation of the weather going on. But this storm that was supposed to hit on September 11th never did hit New York. It just went a different direction. And the coverage before September 11th of this storm was non-existent. Now, that makes you wonder, why was it so non-existent? Obviously, everyone in the media could not have kept this under wraps and known about 9/11. So it's very curious. It's very interesting. I'm not sure. And as I say that, I got quite the thunderstorm going on behind here. I don't know if you could hear that lightning just now, Fred. Loud as heck. But yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I think it's very interesting. And still, even if you're quite aware of all the aspects of 9/11 and you've been a 9/11 rethinker for many years, many of these folks still haven't heard about Hurricane Aaron, believe it or not. So I'm glad you brought it up.
Hey, Bob, in closing, Nick Begich said that weather modification technology is patented.
By who?
Patented. It's apparently on record in the patent office. It was developed by Bernard Eastland, and Begich said in multiple interviews that when he interviewed him, Eastland said he feared that it was going to be used for evil purposes, and according to Begich, it certainly has. He even has a new video out called Brave New World, where I think he's determined that it's being deployed for, you know, like brainwave entrainment, stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't doubt it for a second. Of course, Begich is the author of Angels Don't Play This Harp, and I think there's a lot of focus on harp, Fred, but in my opinion, and this is just my humble opinion, I think there are technologies out there beyond harp at this point that perhaps we're not as aware of. So,
absolutely, brother. Thank you.
Thank you for your call, Fred, and we'll continue to take calls throughout the show today. I'll just keep the phone lines open. I really do learn a lot from the listeners of this show and others. So 800-313-9443, if there's anything you want to touch upon that we've mentioned thus far, feel free to dial us toll-free, 800-313-9443. And let's see here. I want to tell you about what Israel is not going to do to their own people as opposed to what we do in most cities around this country to our people. Any idea of what I'm going to tell you about? Well, I'll give you a hint. I'll tease it about it. I'll give you a small hint here. Dr. Paul Connett, if you know that name, will be in my local area in Brooksville, Florida. It's about an hour or so away from me, at a city commission meeting to try to do what Israel is doing in that local city. And if I haven't already given it away, well, when we come back in a bit, I'll tell you what Israel is doing or not doing in this case in their country. Something that, well, we are behind the times with, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. I still have to tell you about John Kerry's startling quote. This little thing called the Internet makes it much harder to govern. We'll be back.
If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a 1-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
So I was teasing in the last segment something that Israel is not going to do to their own people, and we here in the States do to ours. All right, I'll go ahead and give it away. It's fluoridating their water. Israel joins most of the world in banning water fluoridation on July 29th, 2013. The Supreme Court of Israel ruled that Israel must stop adding fluoride into public water supplies in 1 year following a decision on fluoride's potential toxicity to humans by the Israeli health minister. Isn't there, Israel's not the odd man out, however. You know, here in the States, we think that we're the only ones on the planet and that whatever we do is the end all. Well, we're behind the times. Only 369 million of the world's 7 billion people drink water which is intentionally fluoridated. That's 370 million dumbed down people with the potential for more cancer. That's 370 million people that are ingesting a biohazard waste product with all sorts of other nasty stuff. It's not just fluoride, as you know. They call it fluoride, but it's not the naturally found fluoride in minerals from this planet. No, it's industrial waste filled with all sorts of other junk. The countries that do fluoridate their water consist of Argentina, Australia, Canada, Guatemala. There are some places in the United Kingdom, Spain, South Korea, Singapore, and others water fluoridation status of Western Europe. Let's see here. France, Austria, Belgium, Denmark, Finland, Greece, Iceland. None of them fluoridate their water. None of them. Hong Kong, on the other side of the spectrum, has 100% of their population fluoridated, along with Singapore. I don't know if you know anything about Singapore, but the laws there are quite totalitarian. In Singapore, I think you're eligible for spending the rest of your life in prison for putting gum. Did I say totalitarian? What did I say, Mr. Producer? Anyways, he's calling me out here. I don't know. Anyway, there are several countries in the world today that do not fluoridate water, and Israel joins them. We here in the West, however, are behind the times. I'm glad that the Zionist criminal state of Israel is going to protect their people while we here, again, are poisoned by our so-called government officials. Nothing new. Same story, different day. All right, let me move on to what I've been teasing throughout this hour, which is John Kerry's startling statement that, quote, this little thing called the Internet makes it much harder to govern. I'm sorry, Supreme Leader John Kerry. I guess you're a corrupt skull and bones politician at the wrong time and place. Maybe if you were a tyrannical scumbag in the 1800s, you would have been better off. But no, State Department personnel heard a different story from John Kerry at the U.S. Embassy in Brazil on Tuesday. The now Secretary of State, Skull and Bones member John Kerry, said that, quote, this little thing, again, I can't get over this quote, this little thing called the Internet makes it much harder to govern, much harder to rule, much harder to control, much harder to gatekeep information and censor things. He also said that, quote, ever since the end of the Cold War, forces have been unleashed or tamped down for centuries by dictators. Now listen to this. This next quote here from Kerry Hines or whatever his name is, this joke. I mean, this guy is well connected. This guy, of course, ran against Bush, both Skull and Bones members, worked his way into the White House eventually as the Secretary of State now. And he says something here about his mentor, the eugenicist himself. You know, the guy that considers the military men and women to be pawns, animals, for his agenda, and the agenda of some of his banker and secret society friends. None other than Henry Kissinger. He quotes Henry Kissinger saying, I'm a student of history, and I love to go back and read a particularly great book, like Henry Kissinger's book about diplomacy, where you think about the 18th and 19th centuries and the balance of powers and how difficult it was for countries to advance their interest in years and years of wars, Kerry said to a gathering at the State Department employees and their friends, end quote. And we sometimes say to ourselves, boy, aren't we lucky? Now we can go straight forward. Now we can go full speed ahead. But this darn thing called the Internet gets in the way, according to Kerry. Oh, no. We can't have that, can we? All right, let's take some phone calls, 800-313-9443, and we'll go to Danny in South Carolina. Hi, Danny.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Same stuff, different day, man.
Okay, I'm calling to give my weekly report on Senate Bill 462. Otherwise right. known as the American-Israeli Strategic Partnership Act of 2013, which now has 51 co-sponsors. It's still in the Foreign Relations Committee. However, it has 51 co-sponsors now.
Who are some of these co-sponsors, Danny? Any names that we should look out at?
I think I can find him here. Yeah, let me find the, while I'm talking, I'll find the...
One of the notable names on this. It's in the House currently, right?
No, it's in the Foreign Relations Committee.
Oh, okay.
So 51 co-sponsors. I think it was written by Barbara Boxer.
Oh, big surprise there. Barbara Boxer, yeah. She's of a Jewish background and Zionist background, right?
I believe so, yes.
Not that it mattered, but, it, you know, geez.
It does matter. I mean, we got Senator Max Baucus. We got...
Is Rand Paul on there?
Let me see. Let me go down the list here. Senator H.I.
Because, you know, I've seen Rand Paul, and I might get some negative feedback for saying this, but I've seen him be buttering up to the Israeli lobbyist at times. But he's not on there.
Everybody, no, he is not on the list. Rubio was on there, Schatz, Schumer, Scott.
Oh, yeah. Of course, Schumer's on there and Rubio as well. All right. So, okay, let's back up here. I'm sorry to digress. So this is, again, give me the full name of this bill so that people can know what you're talking about here.
The latest title is United States Israel Strategic Partnership Act of 2013. Now, it is in many ways an extension of Public Law 112-150, which was the Strategic Partnership Act of 2012. Okay? It basically extends things that were already established and then enhances some of those things. Hold on a second. The darn website's giving me advertisements here.
Hate when that happens.
Well, basically what it's doing is committing the U.S. to war on behalf of Israel, no matter who starts the war, no matter where the war is, no matter when it happens. We are committed to defend Israel by law, and again, I'm cross-referencing to Public Law 112-150 passed last September, which also has clauses pertaining to the same issue. But what we are committing ourselves to doing here is we are... Let's see, I will just read one line. The president is authorized to carry out U.S.-Israel cooperative activities and to provide assistance promoting cooperation in the fields of energy, water, homeland security, agriculture, and...
So this is basically putting into effect what we already know, that is, we're bidding the wars of Israel, and... Danny, I got to take a break here. We'll come back with more calls and coverage on so much more on the other side. Bob Tustin filling in for John Stadler.
With financial